Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My son had been injured and he was prescribed pain opiates. No one ever told us how highly addictive these drugs were. My reaction was shock. My son didn't get so deep into the dark, scary woods overnight, and it's no straight line coming back. For parents out there who don't have hope, I realize there's a lot of families that are torn apart, but families can heal. Young people can get better.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs are a season-high 11 games over 500 and have a 3.5-game lead in the NL Central over the Brewers. Cubs lead the Cardinals by 4.5 games. Chris Bryant chatted with Dan Bernstein and Anthony Heron this afternoon, said there's no comparison to this season in the magical 2016.
I think this year has definitely been streaky, and we are on a winning streak right now, which is awesome, but the two teams are very different, so I don't know if we can really compare them, but just as long as, you know, we're winning games and we find our way into the playoffs.
All that said, Brian says he and his teammates still believe they're the best team in baseball.
We all know that we're the best team out there, and we feel that, and we have that confidence in ourselves. So that's what we've gotten back to, and I think the results are showing.
Jake Arrieta takes the mound tonight in Cincinnati. He'll face off with Sal Romano. Chris Bryant back in the lineup after being sidelined by a bruised hand. The White Sox will send Derek Holland to the mound tonight as they wind up their series against the Twins. Jose Berrios goes for Minnesota. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from G-Rate Field. Other games in progress at this time. Diamondbacks leading the Mets 3-2 in the ninth. Marlins just went up 9-8 on the Phillies in the eighth inning. Tigers leading the Yankees 6-3 in the seventh. There was a huge brawl in that one. Started with a fight between Miguel Cabrera and Austin Romine. Tampa Bay leading Toronto 1-0 in the seventh, and the Rockies trailing the Royals 2-0 in the sixth inning. Bears practice today at Hallis Hall ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Titans in Nashville. More coming up on practice today with Zach Zaidman next. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home and the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Can I get back to football or...
Let's get right to it with Zach Zaidman, who's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. The next chapter yesterday seemed to be somewhat of a turning point, regardless of how the Bears phrased it, and it is continuing to play out today. What's the latest, Zach?
Well, we're not going to talk about the quarterbacks today because that's not going to be decided until Sunday, and just in case anyone's confused, and apparently this morning there were some national people who were confused, Mike Glennon is starting Sunday's game against Tennessee. Mitchell Trubisky will see some time with the ones Sunday also against Tennessee, likely after halftime, a series with the first unit. Meantime, opponents are starting to notice another one of the Bears' draft picks, the running back Tariq Cohen, the 5'6" back after his 77-yard performance against Arizona last weekend.
I think one of my runs, Frosty Rucker, he really stared me down on the sideline, but it was nothing big. But after the game, Tyrann Mathieu, you know, I've been following him for, like, ever in college. I watch his highlights before, like, every game in college, me and my teammates. And he DM'd me on Twitter and just told me to keep grinding and just stay humble.
How'd that feel?
I wanted to scream like a little girl, but you got to be a man about it. So I was like, yeah, just thank you. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
What'd you do when Frosty stared you down?
I looked at him, like, I double take that. You know, he's like 7 foot up. And I had to make sure he was staring at him, looked at him again. He was staring. So I just walked back to the huddle like, man, this dude's staring at me.
Were you watching the, like, Tyrann Mathieu, like, punt returns before games in college?
Oh, yeah, his whole LSU tape, everything, you know, because he's, like, one of the best players ever played in college. He did it all. He was stripping the ball, scoring more points on defense than some players were scoring on offense. So just to watch that was amazing, and it gets you so hyped before a game.
Tyrann's likened to the honey badger. What animal would you be likened to?
I'm thinking the chocolate badger. Chocolate badger. I'm going to kind of ride off his wave a little bit.
If you Google image chocolate badger, then you'll find out it is merely a dessert.
I was going to say, am I going to get in trouble? Is it not safe for work?
No, it's safe for work.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's depending on the type of sweetener they use.
I accidentally did chocolate beaver.
That's a story for another time.
Okay.
I think that the honey badger, on the other hand, is notorious for its strength, ferocity, and toughness. I do want to point out a couple of things. After hearing that, Vic Fangio immediately installed Tariq Cohen third on the depth chart at safety. It was one of those weird things. I don't understand why. No, he didn't. But I think the most interesting part of that is the Frosty Rucker play. Because I was standing right there on the sideline Saturday in Arizona when it happened. And, you know, he described Frosty Rucker as like the 7-footer. Rucker is 6'3". I am about a little bit taller, just like you, Dan, than Tariq Cohen, who's 5'6". Mm-hmm. You're probably listed 5'7" when you have those lifts in the shoes.
5'8¼".
Yeah, whatever. So
I've probably shrunk. I think my driver's license says 5'9", but I've probably shrunk.
All right, stop bragging. Anyway, the point is that after it was on one of those runs where Cohen bounced to the outside, had a big gain, and was ferociously thrown out of bounds, and Rucker just stands over him. And I'm watching this, and you know, it's one of those, he's doing a pose where he's staring him down, and Cohen kind of looked up and sees this ferocious look from Rucker, and just looked up and started smiling, bounced right back and ran into the huddle, and there's Rucker, he's a defensive tackle, and Rucker staring at him across the line of scrimmage. It was kind of funny, but I think it says a lot about Tariq Cohen and the fearlessness that he has as a running back, and I think that that's a big thing going forward, because that game was huge in terms of earning the trust of the coaching staff. Because in talking to Cohen in the middle of the game after he was taken out, one of the things he mentioned is they trusted him in pass protection, and he handled his responsibilities the way he needed to.
He did. There was one block that he made that where it looked like it was the right read. I'm not quite sure if the oncoming pass rusher was coming, what do they call it, green dog, where it's a read blitz,
uh-huh,
or if he was just on a delay. But Cohen did a very nice job of squaring up his pads and keeping his feet under him.
And from watching him out on the practice field, we know that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. You obviously have watched the games. You see that he can run and run between the tackles, and he has the ability to make guys miss and run through contact, which I think is a big thing. I think he had more than 50 yards after contact in that game against the Cardinals, which is a huge deal in the NFL. But ultimately, to earn the trust of the coaching staff to put you in there in games, you have to be able to protect the quarterback, and he was able to do it. And I think what you just mentioned, Dan, that is going to be a big deal going forward, heading into the regular season. And unlike maybe some of the running backs that the Bears have had here over the last few years that they tried to use, I'm not talking about Jordan Howard, but before him, that they tried to use to replace Matt Forte, they couldn't do what you saw Tariq Cohen do. I think that's a huge plus in his favor going forward.
You also talked to Kevin White. He was available?
I did not. Kevin White spoke with our Chris Emma, and his piece comes out later today on CBSChicago.com, including this interesting inside information from yesterday.
Peyton Manning talked to us yesterday, and one thing he said is when you sign up for it all, you know, the injuries, the setbacks, whether you lose your job, get your job, the ups and downs, basically. And he had it nose on. When you sign up for this game, anything can happen. So you just got to take everything with a grain of salt and fight through everything. One of his experiences that he told us, you know, he basically said, you know, he fought through some different type of things, injuries, and when he, you know, got hurt and wasn't playing as well, that he had to just take it with a grain of salt and stay positive and fought for his team, and they end up winning the Super Bowl. So that was just a good story he told me that kind of hit home for me.
And lost in yesterday's news, which obviously had to do with the quarterbacks, is the fact that Mike Glennon brought this up. He said that Kevin White had as good of a day on the practice field as he's seen. And I think that's true. And anything that can boost Kevin White's confidence, I think, is a big deal.
I'm curious, hearing that from Kevin White, I'm wondering what of that was meaningful to him. I mean, what didn't he know? It sounds like that Peyton Manning showed up and offered up a bunch of warmed-over cliches about football. What was revelatory to him about that?
Well, that's he just talked about it. And I think what it's helping White with, and he went on to talk about this, and I'm going to play it for you in a second, is the fact that he understands that there are a lot of people out there that doubt his ability to become the type of player the Bears thought they were getting when they drafted him 7th overall out of West Virginia. But psychologically, he's not letting that affect him.
No, not at all. You know, someone told you weren't a good reporter. A little kid or a lady across the street who, you know, watch your reports but don't really know too much about it. It wouldn't bother you. So, I mean, people got their own opinion, tied to their own opinion, and I'm not looking to change anybody in the outside world opinion. Just looking to do my job, have fun, and be here with my guys.
For the record, it would bother me if the lady across the street did not like my report.
Which lady across the street?
I don't know. The lady that he was talking
about.
I'm
trying to think. If you're thinking of one in particular,
no.
Either across the street from you at the moment or across the street from where you live. Who's
name,
important
name,
to
Zach.
You. Yes, I want to know which lady we're talking about.
I don't
here.
Know. That has not happened to me in real life, but yet. That was a... I don't deal in hypotheticals.
well done.
I do think that he's on the spot because, you know, when you start to take a look overall at the Bears' first-team offense, I think what is glaring, and this is whether Mitchell Trubisky is the quarterback going forward or Mike Glennon, that quarterback is going to have a difficult time succeeding in 2017 unless there are some other weapons on that team that step up and begin to make plays.
Yeah, we discussed that earlier in the show, Zach. We were talking about the Bears' utter lack of any kind of ego at any pass-catching position, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, that I think it might be nice to have somebody in that huddle who can look at whoever the quarterback is and say, find me, I've got my guy, and I'm running down the field and put my hand up and throw it to me, and I'm going to make a play on it.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot harder than it's been in the past. I mean, we were spoiled in this area for a number of years. You know what a true number one receiver looks like, having watched Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey play together for a few years. You don't have that this year. You have a guy in Cameron Meredith who emerged last season, but that was primarily taking on the number two cornerback of the other team when Alshon had the focus of the defense on him. It changes now. The number one corner on the other team is going to, at least at the start of the season, identify number 81, Cameron Meredith's number, and try to take him out, which means there's going to be an opportunity for Kevin White to make plays. The question is, can he against the number two corner of another team? Dan, Anthony, you guys know this. There aren't corners in this league the size of Kevin White. So the question becomes, can he take advantage of it? Number one, the Bears have struggled over these first two games in the preseason. Now, granted, top five defenses a year ago with both Denver and Arizona, but they've struggled having the receivers get off the line of scrimmage and beating that press coverage, which destroys the timing of your passing routines. And, you know, you have to wonder, and Mike Glennon takes an awful long time when he's forced to change his launching point. It takes him time to gather himself, reset, and then go into that fundamental windup to release the ball. You know, maybe
it takes too long.
Exactly. Now, maybe with Mitchell Trubisky, and this is one of the things I'm interested in seeing on Sunday against Tennessee, because while you're not talking about defenses as good as what you saw in Denver and Arizona last year, you are talking about a Dick LeBeau defense and that zone blitz, and he has a way of getting into the quarterback's head. So let's see if, with Mitchell Trubisky in there, because of his mobility, if he can buy extra time for those receivers after the initial push at that line of scrimmage to go out and get open.
Zach, let me go back to Kevin White for a moment, because one of the things that stands out to me from what I've seen so far this preseason, especially in the first game, but even to a certain extent in game two, last year when there was the thought of, okay, he's healthy, let's actually see what we've got in Kevin White. And so they seemed to make it a point to target him during the preseason and just kind of get him active, get him into the flow of the game. Now, the other night, there were some bubble screen sorts of targets, but especially when you factor in the first game as well, it seems to me there hasn't been a concerted effort to really extend Kevin White and really see what he's capable of. I mean, Cameron Meredith, they'll throw him the ball in coverage. It doesn't matter. You know, they're treating him like a guy who can potentially be a number one receiver. Has there been any discussion of why maybe they haven't tried to get Kevin White even more involved in the passing game?
I think that might have more to do with it being the preseason and you're trying not to give some stuff away. You know, one of the more interesting things to me is, I know when they drafted him before the injuries hit, one of the things that Adam Gase was the offensive coordinator at the time, the way that they initially thought they could take advantage of White's skills is to get him the ball in space, short underneath stuff, and allow him to make a play, almost like an extension of the running game,
right,
because of his size, speed, ability, make a guy miss because he's big and fast. But that never materialized because he was banged up immediately. And then last year, I think it took him a while. He was never really healthy last year, even throughout the offseason, Anthony. You know, he was dealing with hamstring injuries throughout the offseason, and I think that hurt his ability to really get going. And then, you know, I'm not the type of person that believes that he, and I know Dow Loggins loves to use the line that, you know, he was the leading receiver at the time that he got hurt last year, early on in the year. But to me, that, the numbers are deceiving, because he was getting the ball in games where the Bears were getting blown out. That's to me, he wasn't a guy who was making you notice him for the right reasons. But, you know, this year, I think part of it is, at least from a game plan standpoint, is the fact that, you know, it is the preseason. But on the practice field, we haven't really seen a lot of him either. And I just think he struggles with what is life like in the NFL in terms of getting open. See, in college, he could just dominate the guy in front of him, and he was wide open. If you look at pictures of
the free releases, too, yes, the difference at the line of not having to go through all the hand fighting and all of the physical play at the get-off.
And that's technique stuff that clearly he has to work on. But the other thing is, I just think in the NFL, there are times where he's open, and I don't think in his head he believes he's open. But that's where you're going
to
be. You're going
to
be.
So he has to recalibrate his own definition of what constitutes open. That's only half the battle.
Correct.
The other half is making sure the computer in the quarterback's head reads it that way, too.
Correct.
And syncing
then,
that up.
And then there's battle number three, which is trusting yourself from a physical standpoint to be able to do some of the things that you were able to do before you had those two traumatic injuries to your leg.
Yeah, because you drafted him to be this outside the radius, you know, catch outside the body, you know, let alone think, oh, am I open? Am I not open? I mean, you're painting a picture that tells me that we're still a ways away in this rehabilitation.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I found interesting is in hosting Bears All Access early in the week, both Tom Thayer and Jim Miller mentioned this, that they would like to see the Bears try to, you know, have him on a go route. Just you know, go deep, see what you can do, try to give him some confidence that way.
Yes.
And maybe that's something that they try here in this third preseason game.
At least evaluate him in that way. Right now, we're basically evaluating him as in-game action. I don't, you know, UC practices. In-game action, I'm seeing him evaluated as a bubble screen receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. Now routes, bubble screens. He doesn't really present well on an out route the one time they try to throw him one of those. Just give him an opportunity. They're breaking in new quarterbacks also, so it's a little bit hard to say, hey, QB, let's maybe not actually just follow the reads, because we'd like to feature Kevin White here and focus a little more in on that. So that's hard when you got Glennon and Trubisky competing and trying to learn their jobs. But I feel like unless they're just not seeing much on the practice field that says we should even give Kevin White these opportunities. It would be nice in a game setting to see, can he legitimately make any plays?
And maybe we'll find out if they try something like that against Tennessee. Maybe they're holding it back because they don't want to unveil something like that until the regular season. Who knows? But that's one of the reasons you have to take the preseason with a little bit of a grain of salt here. But I do think in talking to Loggins before the Cardinals game, what they wanted, their game plan for the quarterbacks was this. Early on, they wanted to establish the run. It's something they felt they needed to do because they couldn't do it against the Broncos in the first game. They felt the offensive line did not perform up to its capabilities in that game. And they did a good job establishing the run, even with a backup offensive line against the Cardinals. They felt it would calm down Arizona's over-aggressive defense. And then they wanted to use the passing game and maybe take a shot deep, which I think they tried to do at one point. But remember, Cameron Meredith, there was a penalty called on the Cardinals. So to me, that showed that they had a little bit of success with that. Then the goal was to have Sanchez have a series or two, so he had a series out there. They know what Sanchez can do, so they didn't want to waste a lot of time with him in the game. When Trubisky came in, the goal, at least before the game, was to put the ball up in the air a little bit, and that's one of the reasons I think that Trubisky took a couple of hard shots from the Cardinals, and their defense was better than the offense that the Bears had on the field, but Trubisky acquitted himself okay, and then at the tail end of the game, they wanted to use Connor Shaw just to give him some reps, but you know, Braverman was unable to corral the onside kick, and Shaw just came in for the victory formation right at the very end, but that was the game plan at least going in. I think they'll be able to do a little bit more, or at least attempt to, and that's one of the reasons I think Trubisky's playing with the first team. See what you have, and at the same time, let's see if it lights a fire with Mike Glennon. Let's see if it makes him a better player. I don't think Glennon has lost the confidence of the guys inside the locker room, but you know what? Something that you have to start asking yourself is maybe he's not as good as Ryan Pace thought when they signed him in the offseason, and that could be what is playing out right here, and that's why you owe it to yourself to see what Trubisky can do with this first team.
All right, let's empty the notebook.
All right, let me give you some of the injury updates. So Jonathan Bullard, who had a really impressive performance against the Cardinals, still out with what they're calling that glute injury. Sam Acho missed practice today with an ankle injury, and DeAndre Houston Carson, who was drafted last year, he's supposed to be a guy who can really help out on special teams, had to leave practice early today with what the Bears are calling back spasms.
All right, Zach, thank you.
See you guys.
He's Zach Zegman, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is the official sandwich for people who hate to wait. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. We're going to talk a little college football. We have not done much of that yet going into this season because the season is there's a few big games early for the first time in a while. It's not all going to be directional schools against massive powers and cutting checks and some of these purchased victories. But Pete Futek, after the bottom of the hour, is going to have his first radio version of what he calls his cavalcade of whimsy. And we look forward to talking with him at the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Showtime. Watch Mayweather v. McGregor Saturday, August 26th, live on pay-per-view. The Los Angeles Dodgers don't lose. I mean, they really don't. So when they do, it is noticeable. And last night, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. Not just for Dodger players or Dodger fans, but for anybody with a soul. Last night in Pittsburgh, Dodger starter Rich Hill was masterful. He threw just 87 pitches to get through the first eight innings without letting anybody on base. And it had all the makings of that Hollywood moment. Until the ninth inning, when teammate Logan Forsythe kicked a ball at third base. No problem, he still had the no-hitter. And he took it into the 10th, until Josh Harrison wrecked that. No-hitter spoiled by a walk-off bomb. Poor Rich Hill. But he handled it like a boss. Respect. Man's game, Rich. I'm Jim Rome.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
The Mattress Firm Labor Day flash sale is on Friday through Sunday. A limited time only, you can save up to $500 on the new and exclusive Dream Bed Luxe and complete your sleep with a free Columbia pillow. Only this Friday through Sunday. Get free delivery on select purchases, and every mattress is on sale. You can save on Hampton and Rhodes mattresses ranging from just $99.99 to $199.99 to $299.99. Serta memory foam queen mattresses, just $399.99. And you'll be able to take home a free adjustable base with select purchases. And having an adjustable base, I know how special that is, so you will want to get in and check that out too. You can save up to $500 on the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. Think about this. It's only $41 a month for a super premium mattress. $41 a month for 6 years. That's because you get interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. This is your opportunity. The Labor Day sale that is starting this weekend. This is the flash sale. This is the sneak preview this Friday through Sunday at Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new stunning and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, all classes will be racing, including figure eight and one-on-one drags. Saturday, it's the Summer Sizzler 50-lap feature. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Shop early at JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 9/13. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Disappointed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll talk to Pete Futak in a little bit. Some college football stuff with him, and I never know what to make of this time of year in college football. We have a Pac-12 expert with us today, and Anthony Heron, who's in for Jason Goff, who's out today. Jason and I are going to be out tomorrow, as I mentioned. He's going to be back. If you are interested in the big fight on Saturday, you can come out to the Bracket Room, located at 1315 South Halstead Street on Saturday. The big fight. The party starts at 6 p.m. with a DJ and food specials, $20 cover at the door. Also, Joe Colley is just reporting something in the Sun-Times. Now, apparently Jimmy Butler is mad about a Fox News report that said that he and Dwayne Wade weren't getting along and that young players aren't happy with Dwayne Wade. And to be honest, I'm just happy Jimmy Butler's gone, and I'm not really all that interested in whether he's happy or unhappy, or yeah. And we know, and Dwayne Wade just isn't really important right now, other than the $24 million and him still technically being on the roster. Big deal. It's all just noise. It's all just, and they'll buy him out, or they won't buy him out, or I can't feel strongly about him right now.
I've got a crazy scenario that's occurred to me for how Dwayne Wade could potentially be worth $24 million this year. I don't know if I have enough time right now to get into it, though. Maybe later. Still got a lot of show left.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
I'd like to hear it.
I know.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Chris Bryant returns to the lineup for the Cubs tonight after banging up his hand. Bryant told Dan Bernstein and Anthony Heron that he'll show more discretion when sliding into first base.
Some of it is habit and some of it is instinct. And, you know, you can't really, you know, take that out of the game. It's just more of a matter of knowing when to slide head first and when to slide feet first. And, you know, as baseball players, we should kind of know the difference between the two and when to do them.
Cubs going for the sixth straight win in Cincinnati tonight. Jake Arrieta on the mound for this one. He'll face off with Sal Romano. Pregame with Mark Gurdy gets underway at 5:35. Meanwhile, the White Sox send Derek Holland out tonight as they wind up their series against the Twins. Jose Berrios will go for Minnesota. Nicky Delmonico remains red hot. He reached base 19 of his first 20 games, including a franchise-best 13 games to open his career. He also became the first player in franchise history to hit 6 home runs in his first 19 games. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from G-Rate Field. And we've got a wild one going on between the Tigers and Yankees at Comerica Park. The bench is cleared earlier after Miguel Cabrera and Austin Romine dropped the gloves. Then New York's Dylan Betances hit James McCann in the head. Everyone was on the field again. This one's only in the 7th inning, all knotted up at 6. Bears practice at Hallis Hall today as they get set for Sunday's preseason game number 3 against the Titans. Mike Glennon will play the entire first half. Mitch Trubisky will play the entire second half.
Somebody just threw inside again.
It's crazy.
This is a really stupid baseball game. This is really dumb. You've got the baseball police policing the baseball police, and you've got all the tough guy stuff going on.
I was kind of really disappointed in Miguel Cabrera's fighting skills too. He kind of squared up, but then he just slapped.
it's baseball. They teach that at baseball fighting club.
Got a temporary expectations.
Slap it. Jonathan Bullard and Sam Acho both sidelined with injuries today. Elsewhere, despite his 6-game suspension, the Cowboys plan to get Ezekiel Elliott some reps Saturday against the Raiders. And yesterday in New York, over 1,000 people showed up at NFL headquarters to rally in support of free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change featuring Pennzoil motor oil. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Not just oil, Pennzoil. No appointment needed. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow is down 28.5 points today. NASDAQ down 7. The S&P was down 5. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. So this, according to the Sun-Times, that Jimmy Butler took offense to the idea that he and Dwayne Wade had a beef last season, as reported by a Fox Sports national reporter. So the only beef he and I could possibly have is who's a better dresser right now. I don't think that's even a debate. For that to be floating out there is crazy. As many dinners as me and him have had out here in California, the trips we've taken this summer, I don't think people that argue and had beef would be around each other as much as I like being around D. Wade. I continue to pick his brain and try to get to the level that he is on the basketball court, what he's done, the way that he's won. I love that guy like a brother, and he's done so much for me. Let people talk, but no one knows what they're talking about unless it's coming from me or D. Wade. All right. Can we be done with this? I mean, the whole thing, all the stupidity last year with Rondo and Wade and Butler and all that. And let's just get on with the being horrible and the rebuild and the 22 wins.
Do you want him with horrible with D. Wade, or would you prefer him horrible without him?
Probably without, just so.
Makes more sense
it makes sense, because there were already issues about him setting the wrong example with listening to the coach, and maybe young players just need a fresh start without a 35-year-old guy picking and choosing the games he plays and how hard he plays in those games. It might be better just to have a clean break, but you know, you're not gonna cut that check unless you feel you have to.
So let me go Doc Brown for a second. Give me 1.21 gigawatts. Here's my harebrained scheme for how it could all potentially right. make sense to pay D. Wade 24 minutes. We got a few minutes before Pete.
Real quick, you just okay. I'm open minded.
All right. So one of the things is the example you mentioned last year about how he wasn't really setting a good example for the younger players on the team.
Right.
So this, knowing it'll be his last year in Chicago, last time playing in his hometown, the opportunity to actually practice, perform, exhibit professionalism in front of the younger players, who will all kind of galvanize around whatever example D-Wade sets for them. So to present that, just what it's like to be a professional, prepare yourself for games night in, night out, how you mm-hmm. travel well, all those things. Next, empower Fred Hoiberg, which that I feel like is a far more important point than the one I mentioned a moment ago. Because whenever Dwayne Wade and Fred Hoiberg are in a locker room, on an airplane, in an organization at the same time, Dwayne Wade is the power player in that situation, and it's part of why Fred Hoiberg hasn't been able to be empowered last season. Then prior to that, all the other older veterans on the team, he's just not seen with that level of respect or gravitas by veterans in the NBA. Certainly not a guy like Dwayne Wade. But if he's able to curtail some of whatever it is, some of the machismo or some of the ego, whatever it is, and just present Fred Hoiberg as a coach worthy of respect and deference in front of younger players, that could go a long way for Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, Wade's got to want to do that.
He does.
And what's his incentive to do that? Why is all of a sudden he going to say, look, why should he care what the best interests of the Bulls at this point where he is in
his
career?
Well, that goes to point number three, the opportunity to present the Bulls as an actual free agent destination. Dwayne Wade, even though he's on the back end of his career, he still has a lot of sway all around the NBA. Players listen to him. They hang sometimes on his every word, depending on who it is and how mm-hmm. long they've been around him. So even if he's not going to be a real banana boat guy anymore at this point in his career, but if he actually can present the Bulls as a destination that's worthy of free agents to come to again, because there's a lot of conjecture out there that he was part of the reason that free agents didn't want to come to Chicago before now, and now he's been a free agent that has come and signed with the Bulls.
I think you present something plausible, but highly unlikely
for
a guy who doesn't want to be here.
Right, very unlikely.
I think far-fetched to think somebody who clearly would rather be elsewhere, mm-hmm. who's in a stare down with this team, is then going to embrace an ambassadorship just because that team happens to be paying him $24 million.
He's not going to do it. But
unlikely.
That's a scenario where I would say that's worthy of $24 million, because Dwayne Wade is enough of a presence in the NBA and in Chicago were those things. And, you know, the showing him how to be a pro, that's kind of a smaller thing. But empowering Fred Hoiberg and getting free agents to actually think Chicago is a place worth coming again, those are two things that are worth $24 million if there was a scenario where Dwayne Wade could be willing to do those.
That's Anthony Herron in for Jason Goff. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, want a better car? Head to Hyundai. Pete Futek next on The Score.
Bears fans, excited your first-round draft pick might actually be good?
Ticked off the Bears don't plan on starting him?
We're covering the Glenn and Trubisky controversy and all the Bears preseason storylines right here. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hurry into...
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax-deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country, and they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Shop early at JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 9/13. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
We don't run from doubt, we overcome it. We don't succumb to fear, we outtrain it. We don't wish for progress, we fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's locally owned and operated right here in Chicagoland. So call the name you can trust, Grandview Homes. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894. Or visit us at grandviewhomes.com.
Where can you discover a new TV experience? Where can you learn a whole new way to personalize and control your in-home Wi-Fi? Where can you find out how to take your... And only Xfinity gives you more to stream to any screen with the Xfinity Stream app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. In males.
Campus Insiders contributor.
Watson takes a snap, rolls right, looks into the end zone. Hunter Renfro caught it! Touchdown! 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 With a second left, Watson hits Renfro, and Clemson is 1 second away from the second national championship in school history.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Yes, Pete Futek of collegefootballnews.com on Twitter, at Pete Futek. And now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Happy football season, Pete.
Good to see you got Big Ant Heron there to carry you this time of year.
You're damn right. I need it.
Absolutely. What's up, Ant? What's up, Dan? How you doing?
Peter, what's happening, baby?
Oh, better than you, man. Having a kid and all that, better than you than me. Holy cow. That's a congratulations. And, yeah, as the standard line goes, I could probably handle having another kid. I could not handle having another pregnant wife. But good for you. Get some sleep.
If I had a head of hair like yours, I would definitely be pulling it out.
Absolutely.
These days. A lot
Absolutely.
Happening.
So
Absolutely.
We've got the initial rankings, which every year you come in these airwaves and you tell us, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. The All-American teams, preseason, you say don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. What means something to you right now?
Just what's going to happen in these first couple big games overall. And it's a snapshot of everything else, obviously, when you talk about the polls at this point. Remember that back in the day, the old poll and bowl system, it mattered, because if you had Ohio State and Alabama finish the season undefeated, doesn't matter what anybody else would do, those two teams would play for the national championship. Now, all that matters, obviously, is getting into the college football playoffs. So it is sort of a nice snapshot of the season. But what these polls sort of show, even though that both polls are sort of the same up top and in the top 10, is that no one has any ideas. Like, okay, fine, I guess let's put Alabama number one, and I don't know, who's number two. Okay, Ohio State, they're Ohio State. Let's put them number two. And there's no team out there that just screams like last year's Clemson, yeah, look out. This is a team that might end up being something special. Certainly Florida State's very, very good, but they're going to get the deal with Alabama to start the season. So there's not really any one team out there that's just the team that you can say, you can make a real argument for other than Alabama just because it's Alabama.
Before getting into minutia with any of the individual teams, then you mentioned the college football playoff. And I tend to get asked the question a lot of how soon we'll go beyond four teams, whether it's six teams or eight teams with the playoff. I think because four teams, even though to me it's a better system than we had with the two teams, but four teams upsets people so much, I think that's the main reason college football isn't going to expand beyond a four-team playoff anytime soon. When do you potentially see expansion?
Yeah, by the way, Sky Point, our old days of Campus Insiders, I believe this is the first ever segment you and I did as the first ever talking heads on the old days of Campus Insiders.
Yes.
But I'm with you. It's the problem with this is from a couple different standpoints. One is it's baked in that for a long, long time they've got the sites and everything set up for a four-team playoff. But remember, for the longest time, the college football, actually the bowl people said, well, we can't have a playoff. That's un-American. You hurt the troops, and we can't have this. And then all of a sudden they said, yeah, let's just have a playoff, because they figured it out. Before they go to eight, my guess is that they would go to six.
because part of the problem with going to eight is just the sheer logistics of it, which you have the coaches complaining about having to play another game, and you have the, remember, at their core, the college football playoff people are bowl people, and the last thing they want is to kind of take away any luster from their bowl season at all, and if you have a bigger playoff, you tend to do that. So I'm not upset with the four-team playoff other than the fact that right now we're sitting here in late August, and doesn't matter what, you know, about 85 teams do, they're out because they're not going to have the schedule, you know, like Western Michigan last year. But other than, you know, having a judge really sort of figure out who these four teams are going to be, the 14 playoffs actually are right. It's a true champion. There's no such thing as a cheap college football playoff champion. But I would think they would go to six before and have like a top two teams get in and then have a 14 kind of extra playoff game to get into the Final Four before they would go to eight.
I know we have Mr. Pac-12 here, but let's look close to home at the Big Ten and what's going to be significant early about some of the, as the two sides of this conference start to shake out. We know which are the ranked teams and we know which are the big games, but you can see some signs early on about some overall quality levels throughout the conference, can't you?
Michigan, Florida. That Michigan's kind of my call. It's hard to call them a Cinderella of any sort because they're ranked top 10 in the preseason, but because they lose something like 20 starters, that Michigan's sort of been pushed to the side. Ohio State's number two. Penn State, everyone loves them. But if they get by Florida, and it doesn't matter how they do it, it's going to be an ugly game. Neither team has an offense. Both teams have great defenses. But if they can just get by the Gators, all of a sudden that team's got a whole boatload of talent. They're going to roll through that first half of the season. They got two road games. They got to deal with Penn State. They got to deal with Wisconsin on the road. If they can split those two games, someday they're going to beat Ohio State. And finally they get the Buckeyes at home. It's been kind of my not that crazy call from the start that they're going to get to the Big Ten championship game, have the puck on their stick for a shot at the college football playoff by beating Wisconsin. And I think they're going to get into this thing. The other thing to watch out for early, last year Wisconsin had a brutal, unfair schedule. This season it's a piece of cake. They don't have to deal with Ohio State. Don't have to deal with Penn State. They get Michigan at home. Their toughest non-conference game is at BYU, which is a little bit scary, but it's not LSU of last year. At the very least, the Badgers should be favored in every game this year. The question is going to be in the West, is there another team that can rise up? Iowa's going to be pretty strong again. They've got a solid running game, great defense.
Oh,
Nebraska doesn't
it.
Have any playmakers.
He's putting his fists in the air. Let it go.
Of course he did. Tanner Lee is going to be a rising star quarterback for Nebraska. Northwestern's good. Northwestern's got a whole lot of veteran talent there. It's who can rise up and take down Wisconsin in the West.
And that was actually, you're leading right into my question, specifically with a team like Northwestern, because you know, here in Chicago, people only care about Northwestern football and basketball when they're really good. And there's a chance, coming off a really good, a historic basketball season for the football team, to dovetail out of their bowl success and then be really good again this year. How good do you think they could potentially be?
Absolutely, they could win the division. They could. They'd have to beat Wisconsin, obviously. They have to have, you know, one of those magical type of years. They've got an all-around playmaker in Justin Jackson, who I think was there back in the Denny Green era, who's been around for forever. I'm a humongous fan in terms of Clayton Thorson's pro potential. If Trevor Siemian can start for an NFL team, Clayton Thorson's better. He's got more to it. He doesn't have the big downfield arm, but he's obviously a heady player, and he's got the accuracy. I think he's going to kind of slowly creep up and be one of those guys who kind of rises up and becomes the darling of a lot of NFL scouts. And they've got a decent enough defense to be okay. It's Northwestern. You know what you're going to get. They're always going to be plucky. They're going to have to win the tight games. They can't, you know, kind of, you know, lose the special teams battles and the turnover margin. But they've got enough talent where they're at the very least going to go to another bowl game. And I think they're going to be pretty good.
Plucky and feisty. Even back when, 20 years ago when I was playing college football, Northwestern was the team that at the bottom of the pile was doing the most. And it shocked me the first couple times I played the Wildcats. All these nerds would be here like, you know, hit me in the junk at the bottom of a pile or something. I was like, is this really the nerds doing this? I had no idea what to expect when I got on the field with the Wildcats and they caught me off guard.
It's the pink locker rooms that really sort of turned them into that sort of.
Just like, turned them crazy.
Exactly.
Well, when you think about the discussion, the broader discussion of deepest conferences, and for so long, with such good reason, the SEC was obviously far and away the best conference. So right now, coming off of the ACC having success last year, the Big Ten seeming extremely deep, and then the SEC still sitting there having trouble with the forward pass, but obviously still a fairly deep conference also.
Yeah.
Other than the forward pass, the SEC is doing pretty well. So where do you see that discussion heading into 2017?
It's still the SEC's world because it's the middle section that's really solid. You obviously, you have a lot of teams that are disappointing compared to their expectations. Every year you expect LSU and Texas A&M and Tennessee to be a whole lot better. But they're not bad, you know. So when your bottom feeder teams are Vanderbilt and Kentucky, who, well, they went bowling last year and they're all right. You don't really have the free spaces like you have in some of these other conferences. The only reason this discussion ever matters is now, I think, in terms of overall perception, because you have a lot of fun theoretical arguments. Last year, the Big Ten looked like it was the best conference in the country, and its champion didn't get into the college football playoff. So at some point, conference supremacy matters. But at the end of the day, for the problem with the SEC is you've got all these teams, all these big expectations, and then Alabama wins and goes to the college football playoff. So you're beating your head against the wall if you're one of these SEC teams. The Big Ten is certainly strong again, but there's a whole lot of, you know, kind of empty teams there. I'm sorry, Illinois is still there. Purdue is still needs a little while. The ACC is okay, but when it comes to best conferences, it really still is the SEC. But overall, I mean, all these Power 5 conferences are getting better and stronger, and it's going to be a pretty rock-solid year all the way around, I think, because there's so many even teams. Because, again, there's just not that one team out there other than maybe Alabama you can look at and say, you know, that's it. So there's a whole lot of open conference races going into the season.
Pete, thanks again. Look forward to talking throughout the year.
Later, guys.
Thanks, Peter.
Pete Futek, brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. We've got In Other News coming up after an update. I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got a new rule regarding how what teachers are supposed to look like to be allowed in the classroom, which I think certainly would have changed my educational experience. And also, I have a local football story that I think is an inevitability in and of itself and maybe the beginning of more. It is a football program that's going to cease to exist that had existed for a long, long time. That is coming your way in other news next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This segment brought to you by Gateway Classic Cars. Gateway Classic Cars of Chicago now has a new home. Come visit at their new location, 1329 Commerce Drive in Crete. First 50 consignments are free. For more information, call 866-430-2345.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear, we out-train it. We don't wish for progress, we fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? Wow. The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club, and I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking for.